So far as she could see, the house was dark when she reached home. Telling the driver to wait, Betty hurried up the walk and let herself in the front door. Punching on the lights, she ran up the stairs to her room. One look, and she flew to the phone.
"Harry!" she gasped when the connection had been made. "There's been a terrible mistake!
You'd better not talk over the phone," cautioned Detective Milholland. "That man hasn't gotten here yet. I'm to meet him at the east end of Ellington Street Bridge. You better hurry over there. I'll wait there."
Betty slammed up the receiver. As fast as her high heels could carry her, she tumbled down the stairs and out to the waiting taxi. Two shadowy figures were standing on the sidewalk some 15 feet from the end of the bridge when Betty slipped out of her taxi. As she hurried toward the men, she caught a glimpse of the broad, slow-moving river and the lights of the city beyond.
"So it's phony, eh?"
one of the men shouted angrily.
"Had me risk my life for a bunch of bum rocks, did ya? Well..."
The rest Betty did not hear. Horrified, she saw the speaker spring back and raise his arm. His hand shot out. High over the bridge rail flew something that seemed alive with sparkling flame. Fleeing steps pounded on the walk, a blur of voices, strong arms that caught her quickly. Those were the last things Betty remembered.